Hello, DUMC family. We are currently in the Advent season and the Advent Sermon Series. The theme for this weekend is joy. Let us read scripture together. That night, there were shepherds staying in fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. This is found in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, Matthew 2 verse 1. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy, Matthew 2 verse 10. My soul glorifies in the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of this humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Luke 1 verse 46 to 48. I would imagine with all that had happened in 2020, this pandemic that is upon us has led to so much challenges and uncertainties in life that we would not be thinking about joy. Everyone, the old to the young, has had to make adjustments of changes in how we live our lives. For some, these adjustments have affected and brought positive changes, but for others, in a negative way. There was a young lad of about 7 years old who was complaining to his neighbor of how this pandemic has affected him in such a tremendous way. He lamented to his uncle, who is his neighbor, saying, "Uncle, I'm going to lose more than half of my property in a few months because of MCO and this pandemic." The uncle was surprised at the boy's response and further inquired of the boy, "How is this possible? Can you tell uncle about this?" The young lad looked at the uncle and then looked towards his mom, who was nearby, and pointed, "See, my mom is pregnant and the baby is due in 3 months' time." On a more serious note, friends, everyone from the young and the old have been affected in one way or another in 2020. And in the midst of all that has occurred, have we as followers of Christ exhibited joy to those around us, to our loved ones, our friends, our colleagues, and whoever we come in contact with? One of the hallmarks of the Spirit that should be evident in our lives is joy. The word joy and the themes of joy is found throughout the Bible. In fact, Paul commands us, be joyful. He says not only be joyful, but always be joyful in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Now, if Paul were to say to us all, be joyful, then it would be something that is easier to do because I can choose when I can and need to be joyful. However, if the word always means that you and I don't choose when we should be joyful. Instead, having joy should be our disposition in all circumstances and all seasons of life. The big idea is always be joyful. If you are with someone right now, as you watch celebration, can you turn to him or her and say, always be joyful? If you are alone right now, say to yourself, Gilbert, always be joyful. State your name and say, always be joyful. Now let me take you back to the story of the first Christmas and glean lessons of joy from the shepherds, the Magi, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. The first point, joy is here. In Luke 2 verse 8 to 9, it says, that night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angels reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in stripes of cloth, lying in a manger. This is verse 10 to 12. The shepherds never expected this encounter with the angel of the Lord and to experience the glory in the presence of God to be manifested before them. They were going about their daily affairs and concerns of life when the angel of the Lord appeared before them. To them, they would have thought their evening would be the same like every other evening, taking care of the sheep and probably discussing about the state of affairs under the Roman rule and how this new ruling enforced by the Romans that all Jews had to go back to the hometown to take census would cause so much of inconveniences to them. But on this evening, whom they thought to be the same as any other day, became an evening that would change their lives forever. They encountered God. They encountered His glory and His presence. The shepherd encountered glorious joy. We are no different to the shepherds in a way where we try to plan our days and weeks ahead, making adjustments along the way to keep some semblance of routine, particularly in this MCO season. However, the difference is the shepherds encountered the presence of God for the very first time, whereas friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, God is with us. His presence has been with us. His presence will be with us. Have we been oblivious to the fact that God is with us? Jesus Christ, who is Emmanuel, God with us, came to dwell with us as believers and followers of Christ. He is among us right now. Just like the shepherds who encountered the presence of God, the presence of God is with us, around us. And Jesus further adds that our joy is complete because His joy is in our lives as we constantly abide in Him. Christ is our source of joy, as we see in John 15, verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. We have joy because of our trust and hope in the Lord. The season of Advent is to us that joy should be one of the hallmarks of our faith in Christ. Friends, when Jesus says that His joy is in us and our joy is now complete, this means that joy is here in our lives. This joy that we have is permanent. It does not come or go because of problems of life. It is not influenced by our feelings or emotions. Yet, there is still a gap between our faith and how we live our life. Am I the same person when things are going right and when things are going wrong? And does my relationship with Christ change when things don't go my way? Is Jesus still Lord of my life in the midst of difficult times or challenging circumstances? That relationship with Jesus should not change, but perhaps the way we express ourselves have changed. Perhaps we have not distinguished the difference between happiness and joy. Joy and happiness, they are both not the same thing. Happiness is based on events and things that happen in our lives. It is also based on happenings and events that go our way. So this means that happiness comes and goes. It is not permanent. There have been comments said and postings on social media about how people have missed traveling and going on holidays and how they wish even right now to be able to do so from as a respite from the current demands and challenges of life. There is a sense of relief, rest, happiness, and all other positive emotions that follows when we are on holiday. Unfortunately, when the holiday ends, our happiness goes with it as well, and it becomes a distant memory. Now, in short, happiness is fleeting. Happiness focuses on me, myself, and I. Friends, joy is not based on events or activities. Joy is the emotion of hope. In fact, when a person who doesn't have hope, this means that he does not have joy. Because in Romans 15 verse 13, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and all peace." Hope fills us with all joy and all peace. Now, this hope that we all know is not based on our desires, our dreams, or wants, but on the person of Jesus Christ. We all desire and hope that this pandemic will come to an end really soon. We all hope and desire that things will go back to normal like the days before MCO. Now, this is my hope too, and this is my desire as well. However, friends, we should not cling on to this desire and this hope, as there is no guarantee of this of happening. But our hope is only in the person of Jesus Christ. Our hope is in God. With this hope, you can be unhappy, you can go through storms in life, but yet still have joy. Point number two, joy is a journey. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem in Matthew 2 verse 1. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy in Matthew 2 verse 10. The Magi traveled great distance to see Jesus. Now, some Bible scholars say that they came as far as the Far East in search of the Savior. Their travels would have been slow. They would have been exposed to different challenges in their journeys, exposed to the elements, exposed to potential dangers. But when finally they saw the star and they found Jesus, they were filled with joy. Like in some translations, it says they were overjoyed. When the Magi encountered Jesus, they were filled with so much joy in their heart, in their lives. Friends, joy is a journey. Joy is a process of life. Just as the Magi who traveled long distance and experienced hardships along the way, there will be seasons in the journey of our lives where we have to go through hardships and challenges. At times, the hardships and the journey feels like it can be more than we can bear. We feel that we are beaten and broken on the inside along this journey. My dear friends, in the midst of your current pain and turmoil, this is what Jesus would say to you. You will grieve, but your grief will turn into joy. In John 16, verse 20, you often cry your way to a place of joy. You often grieve your way to a place of joy. Joy comes through the journey of brokenness and pain. God loves the brokenhearted. It is not in our, it is in our most vulnerable state is when joy begins to be revealed. When we allow the Holy Spirit to move, the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. Recognize that God is with you in a time of grief. He is with us. He is with you in our time of pain. We are not alone in our moments of isolation and desperation. He is with us even when we are, even when things are going well as well. Joy is a process, friends. People that try to find instant joy or to make joy happen as fast as possible always end up doing the wrong thing. They look for the quick fix or the next adrenaline rush or search for the next thrill, the latest drug, or some even search for new relationships to experience some essence of joy in their lives. The sad thing is, the result of all these quick fixes causes us to be worse off than before. Instead of being a better person or having a better outlook of life, we become more depressed. Instead of finding clarity in life, we are faced with greater confusion. Instead of finding freedom, we find ourselves more entangled in sin. God uses these dark and difficult moments to shape and to mold our lives. God shapes our character. He reveals to us His desires of His heart to us during these seasons. These seasons are precious time of intimacy with God. In this intimate time with Jesus, His life-giving joy flows through us. Dear friends, don't take shortcuts in this journey of joy. This joy journey is a process of discovering who Christ is. We come alive in this journey because God is with us throughout. And in this journey, it is His joy that sustains us. An individual recently shared his story with me of the challenges he and his family face because of the series of negative events that took place in his life during this MCO period. From taking a pay cut and having to lose a job down the road, and now having to find ways to support his family, these were difficult sequence of events that caused him to be so concerned and worried, and it can be so overwhelming for you and I as well. And he admitted he was terrified, and he had sleepless nights and cried much tears in the past. Now, during these moments of loneliness and desperation, he cried out to God. There were times when God seemed to be silent and distant, yet in such moments, he felt peace. He was reminded that his hope, his Lord Jesus, is the anchor of his soul. He was also reminded of this phrase of a song, "Though the sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my pain, I'm trading my shame for the joy of the Lord." Now, this is found in Psalms 30, verse 5, where it says, "Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." Friends, in any journey that we take, there's always the first step. And we're probably a few steps ahead in the journey already. But do remember that the first step is that God is with you. And He is with you even right now, from the very season of your journey and life as well. So just to do a recap, the first point is joy is here. Number two, joy is a journey. And number three, joy is a difficult choice. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." Luke 1 verse 34. Mary is such an amazing lady. Her life as a mid-teen woman was turned upside down when the angel Gabriel appeared to her to tell her that she, an engaged virgin, was pregnant with the Son of God. Who would believe her story? No one would believe her. If people found out that she was pregnant, this could be so humiliating for her. She would have brought shame to her family and herself. What would she say to Joseph? How could she explain to those around her or what's going on and who she encountered? I love how Mary responded when she heard the angel saying to her of the news. She did not ask, "Why me?" Her first and only response to the angel of God was, "How will this be?" Many of the great men of God in the Old Testament responded to God first with, "Why me, Lord?" And then followed by a reason that why it should not be him. For example, Moses responded, "Why me? I am not an eloquent speaker." Gideon answered, "Why me? I am too afraid. I am a coward." Isaiah replied to God, "Why me? I am too sinful." Jeremiah said, "Why me, God? I am too young." Jonah commented, "Why me, Lord? I am too hateful." When we see Mary's reply, "How will this be?" She did not ask God to clear the mess that she was about to face. She did not put herself before God's plan. She inquired of God and his ways. Mary had a difficult choice to make. Indeed so. She could have chosen to react in anger and blame God for putting her in this situation. She could have reasoned with God to help resolve some of her potential public relation challenges that she would face later. However, we do not see Mary questioning God at all. She responded, "I am the servant. I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." The beautiful result of this difficult choice of trusting God and acknowledging his ways are higher than our ways is that she was filled with such great joy. You can see in Luke 1, verse 46 to 48, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on and all generations will call me blessed." Mary had joyful contentment in God when she answered, "How will this be?" instead of, "Why me?" Church, many of us have committed to God in prayer the challenges and problems of life that we are facing. Some of us have probably prayed prayers to God to intervene and bring respite to our situation. God listens to all our prayers and wants to answer them. But perhaps, instead, a choice that we should make when praying is, how will this situation or this issue grow me to be more Christ-like? Or how can I be used by you through this situation? Praying in such a manner shifts our perspective from my perspective to God's perspective. From God's perspective, we see hope and joys follow in the midst of our current circumstance. For some of us, we seem to be on this long journey filled with pain, brokenness, and grief. Can I encourage you again in the words of Jesus Christ? You will grieve, but your grief will turn into joy. Don't give up on Jesus. He is with you at all times. Would you please click on the prayer request button if you would like someone to pray with you right now, and they will gladly pray with you. For some, this could be your first time at church service, and if you want to know this Jesus Christ more personally, please click as well on the raise hands buttons to know more about Jesus. At the same time, please say this prayer with me, these three words: sorry, thank you, and please. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for quick fixes to find hope and joy which has been detrimental to me. I'm sorry for my sins. Thank you for this hope that I now can have. Hope in you that gives me everlasting joy. Please come into my life and be my Lord. Amen. Church, if you have any other prayer requests, please don't hesitate now to click on the request prayer button again. This joy that we all have, let us not keep it to ourselves only. Let us share it to those around us and invite them to our CG activities and to Christmas Day celebration. Allow me to close in prayer. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show his favor and give you peace. Amen.